You know the Puppy Bowl, the halftime show during the Super Bowl when adorable puppies bumble into each other? It's a lovable canine approximation of American football. Nah, it's just cute. Well, soccer fans, take heart. We bring you the Robot World Cup. Robo Cup. Not as cuddly as puppies, but endearing all the same.
This is Jack, a kid-sized robot from Germany.
This is Robodinho, a mid-sized robot from the Netherlands.
This is Walker Robot number one. He's an adult-sized robot, and he's from China.
Three robot handlers at RoboCup 2019 in Sydney, Australia, introducing their soccer-playing robots. The players are kitted out in soccer jerseys with numbers on their backs. Their movements are not swift or athletic, but they are improving their soccer skills over time.
What you saw a few years back is that robots that were good at shooting only or passing only, that was enough. But now you need to combine all those things together in a good strategy and make sure the robots work together.
Also exactly knowing where you are on a field, because the fields look exactly symmetric. So sometimes knowing if this is your own goal or the opponent's goal can be a bit hard.
All right, some work still needs to be done. The RoboCup attracts young programmers, engineers, and software developers from across the globe. They compete to perfect the movements and strategies of their autonomous soccer-playing robots.
They have to play fully autonomous, meaning they have to do everything on their own. Jack has quite advanced algorithms, for example, to find a ball on the field. He has to walk autonomously as well, of course, also knowing where he is on the field, and then he can score goals.
RoboCup organizers say that by 2050, they want robots to be able to play and beat the best human team in the world. And you know what? They can have the AstroTurf.